Good evening and welcome to the program. Michael Cohen here with producer Desi Simmons. On today's show, a new report finding that almost one out of four children are now living in poverty in Michigan. I'll talk to the director of the study to find out just how bad things have gotten. And more than half of Michigan school districts are now outsourcing at least one of their key services. We'll find out what this means to the future of Michigan schools. But first, reactions continue to the legislation proposed this week to ban foreign laws from being instituted in Michigan. The bill, sponsored by State Representative Dave Ajima, it was the focus of a press conference yesterday held by State Representative Rashida Tlaib. She is the first Muslim woman in the state legislature, and she joins me now. Welcome to the program, Rashida.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Now, Representative Ajima was on this program, and he made it clear that his bill does not target any particular religion or group, but rather ensures that our rights under the U.S. Constitution are upheld. How does this bill have any potential of impacting the Muslim community specifically?
You know, the impact is that it casts suspicion among people of Muslim faith. You know, our friends and neighbors that have been, families have been in our country of Muslim faith for five generations, and we've never, ever imposed Islamic law on anyone. We have been over here over a century, and this bill, although may not say Sharia in it because of various case laws out there now, they've just learned their lesson in not putting it in the bill. It basically, you know, increases fear among our non-Muslim community of the Muslims that they would be imposing some sort of Sharia law. This is not reacting to any movement in the state of Michigan and imposing any Sharia. I truly believe this is, you know, politics. This is trying to increase discrimination of people of different faiths, and it divides us instead of brings us together. I'm proud that my one of my best friends is of Jewish faith, and that my son is growing up with a person who is Catholic, his friend, 6-year-old friend, and down the street of someone of who is Baptist. This is what America's all about, and these are the kinds of bills that really are un-American, go against our core American values of respect and freedom.
Well, when we talk about Sharia law, I don't think Americans generally know all the real details of it, but it's not really the personal religious aspects that probably most worry them. It's the ones that involve public behaviors, women's rights, and judicial penalties. When we see the death penalty instituted in Iran or Saudi Arabia for adultery or other personal misbehaviors, or people being whipped as a form of punishment, do American Muslims agree that that is outrageous?
Many of us have come to this country to get away from that. That's why this bill has nothing to do with that except to basically target Muslims, increase fear, and cast suspicion among us. We have never, ever started any movement to impose Islamic law onto others.
And so is the sense, for example, when we look at women's rights under Sharia law, women certainly don't have the same rights or freedoms as they do under the U.S. Constitution. I mean, is that also rejected then by the American Muslim community?
I mean, you see the different kinds of interpretations are to just of different Christian faith. There are interpretations. I mean, there are women that interpret the verse in the Quran about being modest as wearing a hijab, and others interpret it in a different way. It's all about interpretation, but absolutely, I think what's more important here is that people of Muslim faith in the state of Michigan really feel this bill is targeting them, casting suspicion among them, that they would ever endorse some sort of, imposition of the kinds of human rights violations you see in some of these, countries where they are doing these awful acts. Obviously, we're in this country because we love the fact that the fundamental values are that we are free to express our various interpretation of our religion, but also to live among just the diverse amounts of people of different faiths and to respect each other's faith. And I think it's just beautiful that you can go down one block and have an African American family next to a white family next to. I mean, that's what it is. That's what's going on in my district. But it's really disappointing to see us wasting our time on legislation like this when people are unemployed and haven't seen checks. We're wasting our time in the legislature and debating something like this that really just targets people of different faiths. I believe that that's the core essence of this bill, and I'm strongly in opposition to it, and I hope that instead we try to figure out how can we educate our children with quality education, and how do we make sure our local municipalities have the resources they need to provide police and fire safety.
Well, you're certainly right that Michigan and this country has many problems that are far beyond any issues with Sharia. But I do wonder when you do see Sharia law imposed, which is, you know, in a sense, this bill, as you said, focuses on some of the concerns with Sharia. When you see women, for example, under Sharia law being forced to cover themselves, do you view the rights that women are afforded under that type of a law as far more limited than those that exist under our system?
If you mean in this country, a woman is not forced to wear a burqa.
But I mean in the sense that when you see countries that are operating under Sharia law, do you view? Do you agree that the rights of women are far more restrictive there than they are here?
Absolutely. I think you know, depending on which country and so forth. But absolutely, there are a lot of, you know, I feel as an American that things that I truly have grown up to believe is completely wrong is going on in these countries. But Representative Ajima has claimed, this is not about Islam. If that's the case, then why is everybody talking only about Islam?
That is a point. I'm talking to State Representative Rashida Tlaib. She is the first Muslim woman in the state legislature. Rashida, if, for example, a public school in a community is made up of mostly Muslims and the district is, should that school district be allowed, for example, to institute rules that require headscarves for girls?
Oh, no. I absolutely think that that should be the respect of what those parents, it should be a choice among those parents and the people that actually put the school together. Now, if there's a board that is of Muslim faith and they decide to do that, well, then that parent decides whether or not to put them in the school. But if it's a public school system, that's a different story.
I see. So even if the majority of the district feels that type of a rule should be instituted, that in a sense there should be restrictions to keep that from occurring?
Well, what I truly believe is that if there's a school that is founded on a particular religious belief and interpretation, then they decide to open up a school for their children, then they should be permitted to do it, just like any Catholic school or any other school based on Jewish faith. They should be allowed to, be able to express that through that education process, because it's mostly private schools that I believe do that. But again, that's the choice of the parent. This is the parent deciding whether or not that's their verse or their interpretation of the verse in the Quran that talks about that.
Now, you know, the concerns then of those who are supporting this type of legislation when it comes to Sharia is the fact that it does involve so many aspects, including secular law, politics, economics, as well as the personal matters such as hygiene, diet, and prayer. Do you think American Muslims then are satisfied with limiting Sharia just to the personal matters?
See, nobody's talking about Sharia, though, among American Muslims. When we express, as a person of a Muslim faith, I look at the Quran, I find verses that are reflective of who I am. You know, I look at verses and saying, you know, today I want to talk about serving the needy. I want to talk about look at the verse about hardship. With hardship comes ease, which was is my favorite verse in there. I don't think about that this is Sharia law, that this is some certain position. Mm-hmm. It is a faith that oozes peace, that acceptance. If you read the verses in the Quran, it is some of the most beautiful expressions of what we are as in this country. And what makes me very upset and appalled as an American Muslim is that we have members of the legislature that feel that this need to push this, and it is this, you know, I don't even like calling it anti-Sharia. It is this movement to divide people that are of different faiths among other people of other faiths, you know, be of a different color. We really, really need to work on bringing Michigan back, and this is not the way to do it.
Those that are behind this type of legislation, they do have ultimately a concern about the secular law and those aspects of Sharia, because even though, you know, as you were saying, that there are the personal aspects, mm-hmm. the fact that it does involve secular law, is that not something that needs to be acknowledged when you're talking about Sharia?
Look, there is a fear that it should not be in existence because it's not happening. There is no imposition of so-called Sharia at all right now. I don't understand why they have imposed this fear, this fear-mongering movement going. There should be no fear mm-hmm. right now, because I don't know about you or anybody else, and I live in southeastern Michigan, and I don't see any movement enforcing me to wear a hijab or forcing me to do. I don't see it. So I don't understand where the fear is coming from. I think it's coming from hate. People that hate other people of different faiths. And if you look at where Representative Ajima got his source for the bill, it is from the right-wing organization. Some of his bills have come from organizations like FAIR, who have been labeled as a hate organization. I honestly believe if that's the issue, well, we have our United States Constitution, Mark, that upholds us to be able to have the freedom of doing whatever we want.
Well, let me ask you finally then, if the legislation, as Representative Ajima says, doesn't really specify Sharia or any group whatsoever, why not just allow it to go through and in essence, because his position is, in essence, all it does is it reaffirms our constitutional rights. Is that not a harmless thing to do?
Well, it's interesting, because all we're talking about is Muslims. If that's the case, then why are we only talking about Islam? Because that's exactly what I decided to have a press conference because one of my colleagues, because I honestly thought they didn't understand fully what they were signing on. And I went up to one of my colleagues that signed on to the bill and sponsored the bill. And I asked, is this part of, Rashida? Yes, of course it is. This is about, not imposing Sharia law. And I said, Why would you be wasting your time working on it? Do you know that people are taking this terminology? And do you know what it's going to do for the Muslims that live in this? And he has a predominantly Muslim community in Oakland County. And I said, why would you cast suspicion among people of Muslim faith? That's exactly what it's going to do. And I don't think people understand what these kinds of bills do. They don't try to fix the issue, because there is no issue. It tries to increase fear and, again, cast suspicion among our Muslim friends and neighbors. And I don't want, to raise my children in a community, if they do decide to take on the faith of Islam, to be outcasted, to be seen as people that are imposing something that they're not imposing. They're just expressing who they are.
State Representative Rashida Tlaib, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.
And we'll be back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.